Can you tell me about what's in the press release? Can, you know, maybe basically just kind of put it into your own words and verbal form so I could put you on the radio about what led to Dan Merchak's indictment?
Mr. Merchak lied to FBI agents who sought truthful information from him in connection with what was then an ongoing public corruption investigation of which he was aware. Mr. Merchak did so purely to protect his self-interest and conceal his criminal conduct from the FBI. Mr. Merchak was a police officer, sworn to uphold the law at the time he told the lies, making his conduct particularly egregious.
What if he would have, like, told the truth and still gotten caught? What would have happened to him then?
You mean with respect to the particular lies that he told, or are you asking for more information in context of the whole investigation?
If the FBI would have asked him questions and he would have told the truth, what would have happened to him then? I'm curious.
Well, I can't really answer that question because that's a hypothetical that I don't know what would have happened if he had told the truth because he didn't.
What about the entire investigation, the thing that you were going to say?
Oh, are you talking about, well, there was, if you look at the release, it sets forth sort of what we were asking about. At the time the FBI went to interview him, they were asking him about various subjects in connection with a scheme to pay bribes to obtain Lake County towing contracts. Mr. Merchak worked for the sheriff at the time, a man by the name of John Buncich, who was convicted at trial of accepting bribes, among other things. Mm-hmm. And the FBI was interviewing him on various subjects, including whether Merchak had told individuals to whom he was seeking financial contributions to his campaign how to avoid Indiana campaign finance laws by structuring campaign finance, by structuring campaign donations.
Okay, yeah, and that's the...
And we had evidence that he had, in fact, told individuals how to structure campaign contributions and that those individuals who were at the time working in connection with the government did, in fact, structure campaign contributions to Mr. Merchak, of which Mr. Merchak was aware. Then when Mr. Merchak was asked specifically about that by the FBI, Mr. Merchak lied to the FBI agents and stated he didn't. In summary, he stated that he was not involved in that and didn't know anything about it, when in fact we had evidence to show that he did.
So basically he told the FBI that he didn't tell people how to structure campaign contributions, but really he did?
Correct.
Okay. So how did you guys find out about it? And how did you get the evidence? Did you tape them or something?
Yes, there were recorded conversations.
Oh, okay. And that's the evidence then?
Well, there's two pieces of evidence. There were recorded conversations with Mr. Merchak, and then, of course, the evidence of what he told the FBI during the FBI interview in November of 2016.
Oh, the lie that he told. Is there evidence that he... Do you guys have him on tape actually telling, like, an informant or something that how to dodge the law?
Yes.
What else can you tell me about this?
That's pretty much it. Mr. Merchak, I can tell you that Mr. Merchak entered a plea agreement and pled guilty to the charge that we filed today. A plea hearing has not yet been set, but we expect that'll be set in the near future. Unless, Ryan, do you have any information on that? There was an initial appearance this morning at 9:45. I'm not sure if there were any hearings that were set at that initial appearance, but usually they are not.
I do not. I am looking right now.
So is he in custody? Is he in jail?
No.
How did he get out of jail, or was he ever in jail?
No, he was never in jail. He reported this morning and was released on a recognizance bond.
Now, what does that mean, recognizance?
That means that he agrees to pay a certain amount in the event that he does not show up for a court hearing or violates conditions of his bond or that sort of thing.
Okay. Now, what if he flees?
But he's not, the conditions for us to detain somebody are a danger, if they're a danger to themselves or the community, or whether or not they're a flight risk. And Mr. Merchak is none of those things, so he is on bond. And he also resigned on Wednesday as a member of the Lake County Sheriff's Department, so he's no longer a police officer.
Very interesting. Anything else you want to add?
Nope, I have nothing else to add.
Unless you guys have that date for that hearing.
I just checked. The plea hearing has not been set yet.
Okay. Hey, what court would that be in when they go
Ryan,
to?
Who's the district judge that was assigned? Does it say?
James T. Moody.
Okay. And
so the plea hearing will be in front of Judge Moody.
Yes, that's the district judge. The magistrate judge is John E. Martin.
Okay, so it'd be in front of James T. Moody?
Yes.
Yep, the plea hearing will be in front of Judge Moody.
Okay, and in what, U.S. District Court?
Yes, U.S. District Court in Hammond.